Unite against COVID-19.
Good afternoon again, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. So you might be listening on a Wednesday night in Auckland, Saturday night in Christchurch, Sunday in Wellington, or any other night of the week on planetaudio.org.nz. Oliver Lee is my name, and I'll be here with you for the next hour. And there is a bit of rain here in Auckland today, badly needed, because, as you know, if you've been living in New Zealand, we're desperately short of rain here in our reservoirs, and there's no sign of any rain coming to Ireland in the next few days either. A week of really nice fine weather as Ireland, like everywhere else, deals with the latest COVID situation. And I'll update you on the latest numbers, which thankfully are moving down, and all the other news over the next hour here on the programme. So stay with us for the next hour, and tonight we're going to start off with Paul Brady and Crazy Dreams.
We'll be right back.
Yes, the man from Strabane, Paul Brady there, a lovely song called Crazy Dreams. And welcome along if you've just tuned in to Ireland Calling, as I do each week. We'd run through the latest figures from Ireland. So the total number of cases with COVID-19 in Ireland was 24,735. Number of people that have recovered is 21,060. Total number of deaths, this is all in the Republic, 1,615. And there was no deaths today before, but there was 9 new deaths yesterday and 37 new cases yesterday as well. So certainly moving in the right direction, but obviously a long way to go yet. And some restrictions lifted 2 weeks ago. Obviously a bank holiday weekend coming up this weekend, as it is here in New Zealand. And there'll be obviously worrying signs that people will want to travel in big numbers. You're still not allowed to travel further than 5 km away from where you live, unless you've got special permission to do so. And the issue is as well that the weather is getting really warm at the moment, so people want to go to the beaches. So with a fine weather predicted this weekend, I'm sure there'll be many people trying to get out and about. Anyway, you're welcome along. If you're just tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling. And of course, while most people have worked hard, especially in Ireland and here in New Zealand, to get the medical curve down, the curve that they want to get down as well is the unemployment and is the people that are on benefits and try to get the economy going again. So obviously that's you know, the next big concern. And I see here that in the Irish Times today, I'm just looking at the headlines here. A watchdog warns the new government must cut spending. No new government yet, but Micheál Martin was on the Late Late Show the other night and he said he hopes to a government to be formed within the next week or two. And I'm sure he'll be looking forward to that. There's a possibility, 50% chance that he'll be the Taoiseach. He'll be either the Taoiseach for the first term or the first half of the term of the government or the second half. That's if the last 5 years, but still the Greens, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael still talking. And Mary Lou MacDonald gave a big interview at the weekend as well, and she still thinks there's a chance that she could still be in power. So who knows what's going to happen. But anyway, the watchdog Ireland's incoming government faces having to push through almost 11 billion of spending cuts and tax increases in the coming years to rein in a yawning budget deficit resulting from the coronavirus, according to the Irish Fiscal and Advisory Council. The austerity drive could balloon to 15 billion, half the amount endured during the financial crisis years, in a worst case scenario where the economy is stricken with more coronavirus lockdowns. So I know that here in New Zealand, we've had no cases again today. And I see Deputy Prime Minister Peters is calling for us to open up the economy and move to level one as soon as possible. But obviously the medics and the scientists say we got to just tally-ho for the time being. Right, we continue on. This time, a nice song here. Beauty is a Lie by Anya.
Filtering our fiction.
singer called Anya and a song called Beauty Is a Lie. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, broadcasting here on a Wednesday night in Auckland on planetaudio.org.nz, Saturday in Christchurch on Plains FM, and Sunday afternoon in Capity Coast, and Sunday evening on Access Radio Wellington. And the programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, the weather is fantastic over in Ireland, and lots of work being done, lots of the turf saved and silage being cut. But there's obviously concern over a number of farm pranks that are being filmed and put up on social media. And I'm looking at a picture here in the Examiner today, and it shows a guy. He was up on the spout of a massive big forage harvester, and he, as the forage harvester is tipping the grass into the, or it's shooting the grass into the trailer beside it, he climbs up on the top of it and jumps in. Now, if he fell in front of this forage harvester, you know, we'd be reading about another fatality. But there's a number of people. There was another stupid one where some guy was on a quad bike and he tries to go up the side of a little hill, and the bike came back down and it nearly turned upside down. But Minister for Agriculture, who's the TD for Cork North West, he said this is alarmingly childish, immature behaviour. I see boys tasked with adult work clearly incapable of responsibility. And he said, I'm sure their families will be mortified. That's from Michael Creed. But it's as stupid now as you can see ever being done, you know, and it could have fatal consequences. But just somebody came up with the idea. I think it started in the UK. And of course, when there's somebody does something, there's always a few idiots that will follow suit. On the front of the Irish Examiner, beautiful picture of Finian Johnson. He's seven and he's on a surfboard learning to surf, watched by his father Ronan at Garrettstown Beach in County Cork. So beautiful bit of land in the background there and a bit of a hill. So people from Cork listening to the programme, you'll know where that is. And another big story, I haven't read this yet, but Donal Linehan, who writes a column in the Examiner every day, or every week, a week about rugby. He said, rugby's greatest challenge since turning professional. And I see a story somewhere else saying that Munster will be the hardest hit of all the provinces because they're basically not able to sell membership tickets for next year's season because they don't know what's going to be happening. So certainly tough times over there. Anyway, we'll move on with a song called Bad from U2. that's U2 there and a song that was their big hits back in 1985. They performed that song when they were doing the Live Aid concert. And of course, those of us that went to see them last year, we were lucky that they did tour last year and they'd finished their world tour for the Joshua Tree. But many other groups this year, all the concerts have been cancelled, and literally every musician, you know, anywhere around the world, all their concerts have been cancelled. On the Late Late Show France last Friday night, Daniel O'Donnell and Magella, they came down. They flew down from Donegal, basically to make a fun make an appearance, sing a few songs, but also to help promote a fundraising drive for the St. Vincent de Paul Society. And he made some comment about flying down on a plane. It was like having a private plane. There was only three people on the plane. And then some people thought that he actually had a private plane to fly down to Dublin. But anyway, he got into got into a bit of a Twitter fight with Magella over it. But they did a great job. There was almost €1 million raised. And the final show of the Late Late Show is coming up this weekend. So if you watch it, it's free on that RTE player. Some of the guests include on Oak Throne, Michael D. Higgins. And that's the Late Late Show finished for another season. Hopefully, they'll be hoping that when they come back in September, October, when it starts the next series, they'll be able to have an audience. And obviously, you know, COVID-19, huge impact on everybody, but sport badly affected, as I mentioned there. Munster, Leinster, they're not sending out renewals for their season ticket for 2021 because they don't know what's going to happen. But I see where next rugby union chief executive is calling for a coronavirus cup of world rugby next summer between England and Ireland to play this game, maybe get the 16 best teams to come and play a tournament to raise badly needed funds for the sport. And of course, you know, here in New Zealand, that we'll have Super Rugby starting in a few weeks behind closed doors. But when you don't have crowds, and obviously, you know, big internationals happening as there was supposed to be with Wales and Scotland coming here, there'll be no money coming in. So tough for sports. Of course, GA, Pat Spillane was in the paper at the weekend. He said he'd like to see games getting back. But again, the medics and the scientists in Ireland are saying that, you know, we've still got to be aware that the virus is still in our midst, and if big crowds get together, you know, or even small crowds, there's a danger that the virus will start spreading again. Okay, we'll continue on with more music here. This time we'll go over the streets in New York from the Wolf Tones.
Dublin with a fistful of money and a cartload of dreams. Take your time, said me father, stop rushing like hell, and remember all is not what it seems to be. For there's fellas would cut you for the coat on your back, or the watch that you got from your mother. So take care, me young bucko, find yourself well, and will you give this wee note to me, brother? At the time, Uncle Benji was a policeman in Brooklyn, and me father, the youngest, looked after the farm. When a phone call from America said, send the lad over, and the old fella said, sure it wouldn't do any harm. For I've spent my life working this dirty old ground, for a few pints of porter and the smell of a pound. And sure, maybe there's something you'll learn, I'll see, and you can bring it back home, make it easy on me. So I landed at Kennedy, and a big yellow taxi carried me and me back through the streets and the rain. Well, me poor heart was thumping around with excitement, and I hardly even heard what the driver was saying. We came in the Shore Parkway to the flatlands in Brooklyn, to my uncle's apartment on East 53rd. I was feeling so happy, I was humming a song, and I sang, you're as free as a bird.
Well, to shorten the story, what I found out that day was that Benji got shot down in an uptown foray. And while I was flying my way to New York, old Benji was lying in a cold city morgue. Well, I phoned out the old fella, told him the news. I could tell he could hardly stand up in his shoes. And he wept as he told me, go ahead with the plan. And not to forget, be a proud Irish man. So I went up to Nellie's beside Fordham Road, and I started to learn about lifting the load. For the heaviest thing that I carried that year was the bittersweet cause of my hometown so dear. I went home that December, cause the old fella died. Had to borrow the money from a fill on the side. And all the bright flowers and brass couldn't hide the poor wasted face of me father. I sold up the old farmyard for what it was worth, and into my bank stuck a handful of earth. Then I boarded a train and I caught me a plane, and I found myself back in the US again. It's been 22 years since I've set foot in Dublin. The kids know to use their courage, knife and fork. But I'll never forget the green grass and the rivers as I keep law and order in the streets of New York. Yes,
the Wolf Tones there and the streets of New York. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, spring broadcasting the programme here from my home office. And thanks to the team at Planet Audio, they upload the programme onto their website and then onto Christchurch and Wellington and Cavity Coast. So hopefully wherever you're listening throughout the country, you're enjoying the programme. And obviously bringing you the latest bits and pieces of news coming out of Ireland. Looking through some of the other headlines here. Is it time to reduce the distancing gap to 1.5 metres? Some people are asking over there in Ireland. And more footage here of reckless machinery users emerges as HSA seeks to out culprits. Well, I hope to do and name and shame them, because there's another picture here of a guy above in a tractor on the cab of a tractor while the tractor is flying along a field. So terrible, you know, with especially for families who've lost loved ones in recent weeks in relation to farm accidents. Right, what else is happening here over in Ireland? Leaving cert, right? Well, teachers are at the moment evaluating students, and they'll be taking notes and they'll be deciding what grades they should get. And of course, students will find out in August then, you know, how many points they get based on these gradings that has been done by the teachers. And they'll hope to get enough points to get into their preferred course. But I see there's a statement or a story saying that teachers, they must destroy every note and everything relating to, you know, the grading of their students when they're finished doing the grading. So if they have pages of notes that Tom got, you know, the points for this and Mary got that and Kathleen got that, all of that has to be completely destroyed, because nobody wants to know how the grading was done. It's up to the teachers, and I know lots of schools, they have banned parents having any connection with the schools whatsoever while this grading and stuff is going on. The Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland threw a spanner in the works last Thursday, saying that they weren't going to be involved in the grading of students unless there was an absolute guarantee that they wouldn't be sued after the exam results are published in August, because they feel They needed an absolute security. So there was a little loophole that the government moved quickly and sorted that out. And obviously making sure that, you know, if anybody doesn't get the results they want and feel they're unhappy, they can go and reset the leave insert at a future date later in the year. But it'll mean that they won't be able to go to university this particular year, start in September, October. That's if the universities are open then. Right, what are we going to go with this time here? Susan McCann is Heaven Around Galway. Certainly heaven round Galway Bay at the moment, because the weather is fantastic over there, as it is all around the country. It was even so warm at the weekend that Taoiseach and his partner Matthew, they lied out in the sun with bare chested and near the Phoenix Park, in the Phoenix Park beside the Wellington Monument, and people were worried and saying, well, hold on, the Taoiseach is more than 5 km away from where his apartment is. And but he came out on Monday after these pictures emerged and said that since the lockdown he's been living in a lodge at part of Farmley House, and he's staying there, and he's paying €50 a night, I think, to stay there, €50 a night. So it's a beautiful lodge. There's no room service or anything like that. He's basically, him and his partner are doing that, but they teamed up with a couple other mates and they were having a few drinks and doing what everybody else was doing on Sunday, and either short off and enjoying the sun. Probably a bit foolish. He's been called foolish for what he's done, you know, because he is the number one statesman in the country. The Taoiseach, maybe he should, if he wants to lie out and get a bit of sun, he could do it in the closed surroundings of where he's living. But anyway, of course, social media being what it is, there was plenty of photographs in the papers during the week. But he said he didn't, break any rules, and you know, that he's been staying there since lockdown, and he'll be wondering if he's going to be Taoiseach in a few weeks' time. We don't know. It'll be either him or Micheál Martin who'll obviously take on the Taoiseach's role for the first 2 years of the new government, which they're hoping they'll be able to finalise within the next week or two. That's according to Micheál Martin last week. They're obviously finalising all the details, but there's going to be tough decisions to be made by the political leaders when they form a government. As I mentioned at the start, there could be huge overspending and there'll be cuts to be made to save maybe 15 billion. So we'll be hearing that word austerity again, which was in the news a lot after the global financial crisis, which had a huge impact on Ireland. But certainly, you know, people at the moment, they're battening down the hatches, although there is an awful lot of people, like there is here in New Zealand, being laid off at the moment. So as soon as the economy can get up and move in a better way, of course, you still can't get a haircut in Ireland until the 20th of July. And of course, same time, around the same time that pubs and cafes can open. And I see where some pubs are saying that they'll be only able to, their capacity will be down about 87% as a result of the tough restrictions. So the pubs as we know them in Ireland will certainly be a very changed place for the foreseeable future. Right, this time we'll go with Whiskey in the Jar.
history of my mileage came up. But here I am in prison. Here I am with a ball and chain. Yeah, push your brain, I'm a good drama.
Yes, indeed, that's the late Phil Lynott there, and Whiskey in the Jar, one of his big hits that put him on the map. And of course, Phil died very young. I think he was only in his 30s when he died. He's dead over 30 years now, I say. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, wherever you're listening, whether it's in New Zealand or overseas. I hope you're enjoying the programme. And here in New Zealand, it's a bit dull and overcast on a Wednesday afternoon. Here's the first real wet day that we've had. Just running through some other headlines from the papers here. $500 million bailout would alter state relationship with third level education forever. That's a story there. Mary Lou MacDonald is living proof that the real struggle now is about who gets to tell the story of the troubles, the perpetrators or victims. That's another article from the Independent today. And confusion reigns supreme as even the Taoiseach breaks his own rules to have picnic. Of course, people were advised not to have picnics, but he was just sitting there with a couple of mates within 2 km of where he's staying in the Phoenix Park. The floating voter, Micheál Martin, defined by his hatred of Sinn Féin, a TD claims. So obviously, people would have thought that Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin were probably more likely to get into bed together, so to speak, after the election. But they ruled out working with each other before. Well, Fianna Fáil ruled out working with Sinn Féin before the election, and they did the same with Fine Gael. But things have changed since February the 9th, since the election, and they're obviously close to forming a government now, which was made up of the Greens, Fine Gael, and Fianna Fáil. And hopefully we might know more about it in a week's time. In the meantime, we'll move on with another bit of music here and the Waterboys.
You held it in your hands.
Yes, the water boys there and the whole of the moon. And you're listening to Ireland Calling. We've got about 10 minutes left. The programme brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Wherever you're listening, I hope you're enjoying the programme. I looked through some other headlines here in the papers. And obviously there's pages and pages around coronavirus. Irish backpackers in Australia say they feel vulnerable and desperate. And not a great story here. Denise Daly, when she arrived in Australia last November, she never imagined living in a working hostel with 80 other backpackers during the pandemic. But when she lost her sales job in Melbourne and her landlord turned the power off, the 29-year-old from Kinsale decided to leave the city and work towards securing a second year-long working holiday. So she's out in the country. Obviously, since 2005, those wishing to stay in Australia for a second year, you have to do 88 calendar days doing specific regional work, which is fruit picking and harvesting. But certainly the story, it was just a proper scam, a major scam. He just wanted girls on his farm to look at. So now the story here. But certainly, you know, it's not all, what do you call it, flowers and roses when you go away in these backpacking places. New Yorkers wonder if their city can rise again from wreckage and reinvent itself. And let's hope that it can. There's still a lot of pressure on Boris Johnson's right-hand man to, be sacked. And that may happen before the end of the week. There seems to be a lot of pressure coming on this guy, Cummins, who broke the rules and drove about a 600 kilometres round trip to visit his family. There's nice pictures of people on beaches. A nice one here, a man cycling on Dollymount Beach, North Dublin, yesterday with his dog in a little backpack there. The dog isn't as big as my dog that's sitting down here looking at me. Seamus, I'd say he's a small little, you'd hold this dog in your hand. And what else is happening? Of course, the international pages of the Irish Times and other papers gets lots of publicity, gives lots of publicity to what's happening in America and the forthcoming election there. But certainly, looking at papers here, and there's very little advertising in them because at the moment, until economies are out and back up and working again, there's very little advertising. So tough times for people in that industry at the moment, and I'm in that myself, so I know what people are facing. Right, we'll move on. We'll have one more song before the end of the programme. Sinead O'Connor. Thank you. Lovely song there from Sinead O'Connor, almost taking us to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling. Hopefully you enjoyed the last hour of plenty of music and a bit of news coming from Ireland. The programme brought to you here each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening, I hope you've enjoyed the show and you'll come back for more in a week's time. I'll leave you tonight with Stockton's Wing, and we'll be back again next week. For me, good night, goodbye and God bless.